B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police arrested a woman on a charge of assault with a dangerous weapon after she allegedly attempted to hit her ex-boyfriend with a pickup truck. But here's what happened. Officers arrived and made contact with a pedestrian who told them his ex-girlfriend attempted to hit him with the vehicle and ended up hitting a light pole instead.
Oh, man.
The victim, 39-year-old man, advised that he and his ex-girlfriend broke up the day before the incident. There's something over my shoulder.
You just got French kissed.
Got tongue kissed.
Yeah.
The man
by the fanatic
told police that he was walking on the... I'll wrap it up in a second. Walking up on the sidewalk en route to a grocery store when his girlfriend saw him and drove up over the curb onto the sidewalk in an attempt to hit him with the vehicle. He saw him. He saw the vehicle coming, so he stepped behind a light pole and she slammed into that.
Oh, good move, though.
So thank God he got out of the way. Yep. He was not injured. Required no medical attention. Officers placed her under arrest for assault with a dangerous weapon. The 35-year-old woman complained of pain to her wrist, and she was taken to the hospital. But yet, she is going to be in the county jail on a charge of assault with a dangerous weapon. Okay, this is weird. An academic in Kuwait has claimed in a television interview that gay men have a worm in their anus that feeds on semen and that she has found a cure for homosexuality.
That is crazy, huh? Mm-hmm.
You got to kill the worm, apparently.
Absolutely. So, well, it seems like the procedure.
So this bizarre and completely false statement was made by Miriam Al-Shoel, who is reportedly an anti-gay and anti-lesbian researcher in the Middle Eastern country who believes that there are four genders, male, female, feminine gay men, and butch lesbians.
And the fifth being worm.
And during a discussion on Scope TV, which is a broadcaster based in Kuwait City, she claimed that the cure, which is based around the therapeutic suppositories that she has made, is inspired by Islamic prophecies and is all based on science. Hmm. She also claimed that gay people develop a sexual urge after being attacked, sexually attacked, and that the supposed worm can be destroyed by the suppositories.
It's always the worm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
A video released by...
You got a worm in your face now.
Oh, my God. I've never seen his butt that close up before. Released by Memory, a U.S.-based news outlet covering stories in the Middle East, claims that she said, as well as the fourth gender, which is butch lesbians. This is all science, so there's nothing to be ashamed of.
I mean, she had a Bunsen burner in front of her.
The sexual urge develops when a person is sexually attacked, and afterwards it persists because this is an anal worm that feeds on sperm. So what I did was produce suppositories, which are to be used by certain people at a certain time. It cures those urges by exterminating the worm that feeds on the sperm.
It seems so obvious, doesn't it?
I know.
Why did it take this amount of time to figure out what's causing all this?
Yeah, so later in the video, she shows the other guests and hosts the show the samples of these suppositories.
By the way, this is their version of home improvement.
Claiming that the pills have the exact same ingredients but are different colors. And she adds that certain types of foods can also make men more masculine and build up muscle mass.
Wow.
All right, we'll just do one more story, I promise, and that's it.
This one won't include an anal worm.
No, it will not. How about this one? Sheriff's deputies say that they were able to return a man's prosthetic leg after he says he lost it while skydiving. Yeah. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said they got...
Fanatic is killing me.
The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said he's beating his head on the counter.
The webcam's on, by the way, if people want to tune in.
They got a call on Monday that someone had found a prosthetic leg in a lumber yard. After speaking to some people at the nearby airport, deputies figured out an amputee lost his leg while skydiving the day before. Now, the sheriff's office was able to find the $15,000 leg.
15 grand. Don't you think they would attach those things a little better?
Yeah. Well, that's what he comments on that. It belonged to a man named Dion, and deputies returned it to him on Monday. Apparently, Dion said that this was his second leg he's lost while skydiving. he lost his leg in a freak skydiving accident 2 years prior. That's how he became an amputee. But he promises to make a tether and learn from this, but fully plans to stick with his passion.
Tie the tether around the anal worm.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they'll take care of both things.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
The Louisiana State Police on Monday revealed an extraordinary security breach. It happened at the governor's mansion, saying they arrested a man last week who trespassed into the building, damaged property, and then he fell asleep on the couch.
He almost had it.
And that's where...
I am so sleepy.
That's where they found him, in the governor's mansion, crashing on the couch.
Don't you think the tension of what he was doing would keep him up and on edge a little bit?
Probably. Especially, and he's in a fairly high-profile location.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just so cash, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Raynard Green was booked on counts including simple burglary, criminal trespass, and criminal damage to property. Green was found asleep on a couch and had broken an antique wooden table.
This looks very comfortable.
Officials found suspected narcotics on Green after patting him down. All right,
maybe. Oh, narcotics.
Maybe he got high.
Now it makes sense.
Green was found asleep before 6 a.m. The records say that he was placed in leg shackles before becoming extremely violent, but he was arrested. A bear was euthanized after getting into a home over the weekend. An official said the same bear had entered several homes last year.
Huh.
Officials responded to a home Saturday morning to investigate after getting reports that a black bear had gotten into a home and police had to euthanize the animal. Yeah.
Well, once it started doing that over and over again, it becomes an issue.
The bear...
This porridge is just right.
The bear had an ear tag. And DEEP officials, and I guess DEEP stands for the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
No, knock it off.
Said that the bear had entered multiple homes last year. It also entered a home last month. So this guy was going around just...
This profit's just right.
This guy. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had the guy who was trying on the women's clothes
exactly,
the other day.
Yeah.
You walk in, there's a bear.
Yeah, they eat perfect. These panties are awesome.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey!
Just trying on some clothing.
Get out of that! The State Department of Energy and Environmental...
I think I look better in it.
...protection tracks bear sightings, and there were reports of 611 black bear sightings in Simsbury.
Simsbury?
Yeah, in the last year. I don't know where that is. I
think there's so many goddamn bears there.
I think it might be in Colorado.
It's because we have really great lingerie here, and we just love it. It feels so good.
Well, you can't deny who you are. Emus, very large birds.
Yes, they are, and can be pricks.
Yeah, they can, but they're not really pets you want to keep indoors. Still, an emu got to spend a night inside after it wandered around after New York on Sunday. Jennifer Oates said the emu ended up in her yard, and since she had previous experience with the bird, she actually helped police chase down the emu and then bring it back to her home. She brought it in the house, and it spent the night in her basement.
Next to her bear.
Yeah. So the
you want to try some bras?
The emu was then transported to an animal adventure park, and it's not clear where the bird came from. But could you imagine?
So they have an emu expert?
One of those things in your house. Yeah, I guess so.
We need you. We need our emu girl.
The emu talker. A man, this is wild, stabbed his nephew 4 times with a 6-inch fillet knife for taking too long in the bathroom.
Wow, man.
And claimed that the younger man also made him feel disrespected.
Don't you disrespect me. I don't understand the logic here, because now you have somebody bleeding out and dying, and you don't even get to use the bathroom.
You don't get to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's like he didn't think it through. Yeah.
Right?
You know?
Dan Johnson, who, by the way, is 72 years old, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
I have to make a poop.
The victim, Michael Johnson, called 911 to report that he had been stabbed and that
the hell are you doing in there?
The suspect, whom he identified as his uncle, was still in the house. He said, hello, I've been stabbed 3 or 4 times. He was breathing heavily in apparent pain, said, please hurry up. And then Michael and Dan Johnson lived at a home by Michael's father, Willie. When deputies arrived at the home, they found Michael Johnson with stab wounds to his abdomen and lower back. The nephew was airlifted. He's expected to survive. Investigators said that Michael Johnson lived in his vehicle in his father's driveway. And
oh, man.
You got to sleep in the car, son. And that his father allowed him to use the bathroom.
All right, you can use the bathroom.
On Tuesday, he was about to get in the shower.
Back in your Prius.
When his uncle came banging on the door. The nephew said that his uncle started yelling at him, saying, "You need to come out of the bathroom, and you've been in there too long." Michael Johnson said, "I just got here." And his uncle continued to bang on the door. The younger Johnson said he wrapped himself in a towel, opened the door, and his uncle started punching him. But the nephew said he then realized his uncle wasn't punching him. He was knifing him and stabbed him. Sometimes that happens. You don't know you're being stabbed.
Don't you start with the punching and then threaten the knifing?
He had three stab wounds.
It's like skipping to triple dog dare.
To the chest and abdomen, one in the lower back. Dan told investigators he had finished working in the yard. Now, this is Dan Johnson is the uncle. The guy
who who's Willie?
He's the dad. He's not there. All right, so Dan, the uncle, told investigators he had finished working in the yard, had a beer, and was ready to take a shower, but found the bathroom occupied. He left, returned 15 minutes later, found the facility still occupied, so he knocked on the door. He said his nephew opened the door and, quote, buffed up at him.
He buffed up at him.
How dare you?
Wait a second. Were you buffing at me? You son of a bitch. We're getting all buffed up at me. Getting all swole in front of my face.
A report states that although Michael Johnson didn't take a fighting stance, make verbal threats, or otherwise threaten to attack, Dan Johnson went to his room and from his collection of knives...
Where's that knife for stabbing family members? Right here.
Here it goes.
Jose.
This one's got his name on it. No, that's Willie's knife. That's Sarah's knife. She's a good girl. I won't ever use that. All right. I found it. Found it. Right.
Willie.
So he went to his room, and from his collection of knives, he chose a narrow-bladed butcher or fillet knife and walked back to meet his nephew.
Let me see here. What one would be good for stabbing through a towel? Yeah, I like that blade, but I need some the serrated stuff that they caught on the terry cloth. All right, yeah, we'll go with this.
Dan said his nephew took a step toward him, so he stabbed him in the stomach twice.
This is after he buffed up at him?
Well, he buffed up, and then the dude left the room and went through his knife drawer.
He went through his knife drawer. No, what was happening was that he was buffing, and he figured by stabbing him, he would deflate him.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm going to debuff you. You bastard.
So police...
You've been debuffed, bitch.
So he stabbed him in the stomach twice. Police recovered the knife believed to have been used, which Dan Johnson said he put back in his collection after the stabbing.
I got that special container over here for the used knives I still have to clean. All right, here we go. Perfect.
So he went, cleaned it off, wiped it up, and put it back with his collection.
Next to my troll doll.
All right, and there he's right next to his troll doll. And that is what I have for you this morning.
Hey, think about the lives so many people lead in these bizarre file stories.
I
knock my cigarettes over. So you know, stories like that are just.
I know.
What?
I know.
That's not a life.
It's hard to wrap your mind around
that you would stab a family member for staying in the shower too long.
I tend to think that maybe was the final straw.
The final straw.
Yeah, I think that maybe there was some sort of underlying thing.
What
going
if it was like the second straw? Right. You're not even fully six straws in.
Yeah, you go from leaving the toilet seat up to stab them.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stabbing them.
Said that boy right.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.